I'm your host, Krista with a K, your guide on the transformative journey where we peel back the layers of life, relationships, business, and all the things in between. I'll be chatting with experts, thought leaders, and everyday superheroes who have not only weathered the storms of change, but have harnessed the power within those shifts to create a life that truly lights them up. This is Feel the Shift, where we answer the call, embrace change, and design a life that feels authentically yours. Let the journey begin. Welcome back to another episode of Feel the Shift podcast. Today's podcast is all about resting, not quitting. This is the art of recharging without giving up. In our fast-paced world, the concept of rest, it often gets overshadowed by the constant pursuit of productivity and success. Let's face it, we live in a culture that glorifies hustle and grind, often at the expense of our mental and our physical well-being. However, there's a crucial distinction that I want to share with you guys between resting and actually quitting. So first off, let me be clear that resting is not a sign of weakness or failure. It's a necessary part of the journey towards success and fulfillment. Okay, so in this episode, we're going to explore the importance of rest, how it differs from quitting, and strategies for incorporating rest into our lives without actually losing momentum. So understanding the difference between rest versus quitting. So rest and quitting are often misunderstood and conflated, but they are fundamentally different concepts with distinct outcomes and intentions. So like rest is deliberate. It's a deliberate pause in activity to rejuvenate and to recharge. It's about recognizing, you know, the limits of our energy and our productivity and taking proactive steps to actually replenish them. So rest can take many, many, many different forms. So it can be in physical rest, it can be in mental rest, and it can also be in emotional rest. So one of the things here, so let's say physical rest, right? That involves giving our bodies the time and the space that it needs to recover from exertion. This could mean getting enough sleep, taking breaks during work or exercise, or simply just engaging in different activities that relax and that refresh us. Mental rest is about giving our minds a break from constant stimulation and cognitive demands, right? So it might involve like mindfulness practices, meditation, or engaging in hobbies that provide a mental escape from our usual responsibilities. I think we can all agree if we tap into something that we love to do, whether it just be going for a walk or taking up painting or something that you love to do, even if it's only for 5 to 10 minutes a day, it will start to fuel your soul. Emotional rest entails acknowledging and honoring our feelings, okay, without judgment or suppression. It's about creating space to process emotions, seek support from others, you know, engage in self-care activities that nurture your emotional well-being. And when I say all this, guys, I also take this advice. I have to remind myself often, but do it guilt-free, okay? You know what you need. You know what your body needs. Take the time when you need it to fuel it back up. I'm personally in the space of physical rest, I guess you could say right now. I realize that there's some things that my body is really needing. So I am allowing myself to rest more physically. When I feel exhausted, I'm just going to be okay with that. I'm not going to feel bad because I can't do certain things physically, or even if I want to. I'm going to pay attention to what my body is telling me. And that's the space I'm in right now. And it's so important because I have young kids. I have a husband. I have, You know, I'm a human being with a lot of big dreams and goals. And you need all of these parts to be working together in order to achieve the goals. And I truly believe your full purpose, which is why you were set out to be put onto this earth. Okay. And here's the thing, guys, I think you've probably realized that if you don't take the time now, you're going to have to take it later, because your body will physically, you know, tell you, your mind will physically tell you, your emotional system, your nervous system, it's not going to allow you in the long term to continue the way you are, to complete burnout. So it's better to be aware of these things and just take the little steps that you need now to, sorry, excuse me, I have this dry cough here, then later on. Now I want to talk about quitting, okay? Now, the reason I'm talking about this topic is because I have so many ideas. I'm a starter. I can start things like you wouldn't believe. But I also have quit a lot, right? I am very like, oh, okay, well, I'm done with that and I will quit. But it wasn't until I gave myself permission to start resting and not quitting that I realized that it's okay to take the time that you need. Sometimes you have to take a step back to take your best steps forward. Okay, now I'll talk a little bit about quitting since we're talking about the difference. So quitting, on the other hand, it's really the act of giving up or just surrendering in the face of challenges or obstacles. So unlike rest, which is temporary and it's actually rejuvenating, quitting is it's a permanent cessation of effort or pursuit. You know, while quitting can sometimes be the right decision in certain circumstances, obviously, it often does come with feelings of regret, shame, or even disappointment. Okay, the importance of rest is that rest is not a luxury. Okay, it's not a luxury. It's a necessity for sustainable success and for well-being. So here's several reasons why rest is essential. And I'm hoping that some of them, if not all of them, one of them will resonate with you. So improve performance. So research has shown that regular rest improves cognitive function, right? Creativity and productivity. Taking breaks allows our brains to recharge, leading to better focus, decision-making, and problem-solving abilities. Enhanced physical health. Adequate rest is crucial for physical recovery and repair, right? It reduces the risk of burnout, injury, and illness, while it also is promoting longevity and overall well-being, okay? Another one is better mental health. So rest plays a vital role in managing stress, anxiety, depression. When we prioritize rest, we give ourselves the opportunity to recharge and to emotionally and cultivate resilience in the face of adversity. Stronger relationships. Rest allows us to show up as our best selves in our relationships with others. When we're well rested, we have more patience, we have more empathy and capacity for connection, fostering healthier and more fulfilling interactions. You can probably tell I'm trying not to cough. Another one here is increased creativity and innovation. Hey, listen, you get what you get with me, okay? Increased creativity and innovation. Okay, where was I going with this? So rest stimulates, you know, thinking. It enhances our ability to make novel connections and generate innovative ideas. It's during periods of rest that our brains consolidate information, leading to breakthrough insights and discoveries. Honestly, if I don't get rest and I don't, like, I'm a very creative person, very creative person. I can come up with ideas like nobody's business. But if I'm not well rested, you will not get an ounce of creativity out of me. So it is so, 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 so important. Now, here's some strategies for resting without quitting. So now that we understand the importance of rest, let's explore some practical strategies for incorporating it into our lives. Okay. Number one, prioritize sleep. I know sometimes this is easier said than done, but aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep per night to allow your body and your mind to rest and to recover fully, right? Establish a relaxing bedtime routine and create a comfortable sleep environment free of distraction. For me, I take a bath. That's how I wind down before bed. I love, love, love to take my baths. And my baths are not really for bathing. It's just for pure relaxation to calm my mind at the end of the day before I hopefully have a restful sleep. Schedule regular breaks. So incorporate short breaks into your daily routine, okay, to prevent burnout and to maintain productivity. Set yourself a timer to remind yourself to step away from work or stretch or recharge if you need to. Practice mindfulness. Integrate mindfulness practices such as meditation. I can't even tell you how much meditation has changed my life and helped me with a lot of my mental well-being. Deep breathing you can go for walks into your daily, incorporate walks into your daily routine. You can engage in leisure activities. So make time for hobbies and activities that, you know, bring you joy and relaxation, whether it's reading, gardening, painting, spending time in nature, right? Schedule regular play breaks is what I'm going to call them to nurture your creativity and sense of fun. Another one is establish boundaries. So set boundaries around your time and energy to prevent overcommitment and exhaustion. Learn to say no to activities or obligations that drain your resources and prioritize activities that align with your values and priorities. And do this guilt-free. Guilt-free, okay? Seek support. Don't hesitate to reach out to friends, guys, to family, or even if you need to, mental health professionals for support when needed. Surround yourself with a supportive network of people who genuinely encourage you and uplift you during challenging times. Okay. So I'm going to leave you with this. Resting, not quitting, is a powerful practice. Okay. It allows us to recharge and rejuvenate without giving up on our goals and our aspirations. By prioritizing rest, we can enhance our performance, improve our well-being, and cultivate a more sustainable approach to success. And remember, rest is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of wisdom and it's a sign of self-care. So the next time you feel tempted to push through exhaustion or burnout, just do me a favor or do yourself a favor. Pause and remember that sometimes the most productive thing that you can do is rest. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode with me. If you want to access any of the show notes from any of our episodes, you can head over to my website, KristaWithAK.ca. Make sure to check out our blog and sign up for our newsletter so that you can be the first to know of all the things that are happening in our world.